Good morning. This is Kate Olson with the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we get into cooler weather, we're talking about spring flowering bulbs. Why is that? Because if you want to enjoy tulips, daffodils, and other spring flowering bulbs, you need to plant them in the fall. The reward for proper planting, once your varieties have been selected and your bulbs are purchased, is beautiful spring gardens. October is the ideal time to plant tulips, daffodils, and other spring flowering bulbs in Iowa. When they're planted in October, these bulbs will have sufficient time to develop a good root system before the ground freezes in winter. If weather permits, bulbs can be planted as late as the end of November. Spring flowering bulbs should be planted at a depth equal to 3 or 4 times their maximum bulb diameter. So accordingly, tulips and daffodils should be planted 6 to 8 inches deep, while smaller bulbs such as crocuses and grape hyacinth only need be planted 3 to 4 inches deep. Large bulbs such as tulips and daffodils should be spaced 4 to 6 inches apart, while a 3-inch spacing is adequate for crocuses, grape hyacinth, and other small bulbs. Spring flowering bulbs should be planted in clusters or groups to achieve the greatest visual impact in your garden. When planting daffodils and tulips, you want to plant 10 or more bulbs of the same variety in an area. Smaller growing plants, such as grape hyacinth or crocus, should be planted in clusters of 50 or more bulbs. You also want to take into consideration the site you're planting into. Tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, grape hyacinths, and crocuses will perform best in locations that receive at least 6 hours of direct sun per day. Siberian squill, snowdrops, and snowflakes prefer sites in partial to heavy shade. Tulips, daffodils, and most other spring flowering bulbs require well-drained soils, as bulb rot may be a problem in poorly drained soils. In poorly drained sites, planting in raised beds may be a good option. Squirrels can be an issue when you're planting bulbs in October and expecting them to come up in March through May. And you can do a few things to make it difficult for squirrels to dig up your bulbs. When planting tulips and other spring flowering bulbs, make sure they're planted at the proper depth. Again, 6 to 8 inches deep for the large ones, or 3 to 4 inches deep for smaller ones. As you place the soil over the bulb, carefully tamp down the soil with your hands or foot, and water the planting area afterwards. Planting at the proper depth and firming the soil should make it more difficult for squirrels to dig up the bulbs. While these should help, the best way to prevent squirrels from digging up tulips and other bulbs is to cover the planting area with a piece of chicken wire or hardware cloth. You can use bricks or other heavy objects to place the fencing material on the ground and keep it in place. And you can remove the fencing material in winter once the ground has frozen, as they won't be able to dig. Rabbits and deer are quite fond of tulips and crocuses as well. However, they seldom seem to bother daffodils, hyacinths, grape hyacinths, Siberian squill, and ornamental onions. So consider planting those if you've had repeated problems with rabbits eating your tulips and crocuses. Another item to consider this year is if you have bulbs that you've planted in the past and you want to dig them up and overwinter them, keep in mind that perennials such as tuberous begonias, gladiola, cannas, and dahlias put on excellent displays of color until a killing frost, but will not survive in our harsh winter weather conditions and must be dug up in the fall and stored indoors through the winter months. For dahlias, several days after a killing frost, cut the plants back to 2 to 4 inches of the ground. Carefully dig up the tuberous roots with a spade or shovel, shake off the soil, and cut the stems back to the crown. Wash them to remove any remaining soil and allow to dry for about 24 hours. After they're dry, place dahlia clumps upside down in boxes or other containers and cover them with vermiculite, peat moss, or other wood shavings and store them in a cool 40 to 50 degree dry location. Cannas can be cut back within 4 to 6 inches of the ground a few days after a hard killing freeze, then dug up with a spade or garden fork, leaving a small amount of soil attached. Allow them to dry for several hours, and then place them in large boxes, wire crates, or mesh bags, and again, store in a cool 40 to 50 degree location. Caladiums can be carefully dug up when the foliage droops and begins to yellow with the onset of cool fall temperatures, or you can wait until after they are killed by the first hard frost. Then place the plants in a warm, dry location for 1 to 2 weeks to cure, and after they're dried, cut off the dry foliage and bury the tubers in peat moss or vermiculite and store them in a cool 60 to 65 degree location. For more information on planting bulbs for spring flowering or overwintering bulbs that are currently in your yard, stop by the Cass County Extension office or give us a call. This has been Kate Olson with your Extension Report.